this story ordinarily wouldn't really gather too much of my attention, but it's about a body getting delivered to the wrong funeral. And it is in Santa Ana. It's a traumatic thing. But midway through a funeral mass for a young wife and mother who was struck down by leukemia, they found out that they had delivered the wrong body to the mass. The call came from the Santa Ana Church. The funeral home was terribly sorry, but they sent the wrong body. When word filtered out to a grieving husband, he flipped up the drape covering the casket and realized that it was indeed not the coffin he had ordered. In the midst of the service, workers for McDougal Family Mortuary came to the church, wheeling the correct body down the aisle and wheeling out the body of the stranger. In a lawsuit filed this week in Orange County, Sandoval is demanding unspecified damages for emotional distress. He wonders, he says, as he fights back tears, whether the saying of a mass when his wife's body was not there changes what will happen to her in the hereafter. Now, I'm not a Christian, but I've got all the respect in the world for a person's religion, especially one as ancient as Christianity. And this guy, obviously a devout Christian, a devout Catholic, is worried now because when you perform these ceremonies over the body of the deceased, obviously you're hoping to effect something, hoping to effect a Godspeed to heaven, right? And this father, this husband, Ricardo Sandoval, says that he is worried that his wife's body not being there when the mass was taking place, it might affect what happens to her in the hereafter. With my beliefs, when you do the last blessings, the body's supposed to be there for the whole ceremony, not half of it, said Sandoval of Santa Ana. When the first casket arrived, the priest blessed it. What if the first blessing is the only one that counts? It's going to be an unanswered question for the rest of my life. I don't know. I'm not familiar with the various ceremonies, with the various liturgies that surround these religions, but I got respect for them, and I do believe that there is a physical and metaphysical connection, and I think that if you're going to perform these ceremonies with the belief that it has some effect on the spirit or the soul of the individual, oh, then by God, you got to have it the way you want to have it, right? So this poor guy, and you know, the funeral home apologized. So it's not like there's a lot of rancor. There's not an insensitivity going on here. It's a horrible mistake. But at least in the mind of this man, the mistake is such that his wife, you know, it's going to affect what happens. And I don't know if there is an answer. I don't know if there's anybody in the audience who has an answer to this sort of thing. In all seriousness, but it would be interesting to find out. I don't know if we have any Catholics, people who are familiar with the Catholic Mass. Now, see, I was raised Catholic. As a matter of fact, I was an altar boy. I wasn't a very good one, but I do seem to recall serving at a funeral, a high mass funeral, and I had an incense holder, and it was a disaster. I almost set fire to the guy's coffin, if you want the honest truth, because I had a big sterling silver incense holder with a lot of frankincense and myrrh pouring out of this thing, just the smoke. And I went to genuflect, and the incense burner hit the floor with a clang, and the sparks flew up, and they had sort of a draping over the casket, as much the same that was described by this gentleman, and the damn sparks hit the, geez, we almost had a fire. You know? I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, holy Jesus, Phil, what did you... Set fire to the church, everything. So there's something to be said. Like, you know, I'm eating to talk religion. I ain't talking religion here. I'm just saying in the context of somebody's beliefs, if the guy says that, you know, you got to be there with the six blessings and five bags six bags full and five bags of whatever the thing is, you got to have it, you got to have it, okay? Am I right or wrong? I don't know. 1-800-520-1KFI, 213-310-8185-201-KFI. We'll start off in Los Angeles on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hello, Miss Henry. I think that the Catholic Church, there's a belief there that your body won't go to heaven unless you've got a proper burial.
Won't go to heaven.
That's right. And we had the same problem. My nephew was gunned down 2 years ago in a gang warfare.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am.
Well, thank you. But he was a young boy, and we lost him prematurely to the violence on the streets. And in any event, we had the same problem with a funeral home across the...
Is this something that happens all the time? Funeral homes get the bodies mixed up?
Well, it's in our case, it did happen. They delivered his body to a Roman Catholic church, and we are Methodists. We belong to the AME church in South Central, but his body was taken to the Roman Catholic church. And it's our belief that unless he received the proper Methodist funeral, that you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And there are a certain way that...
So you don't think that your nephew went to heaven?
Well, we were able to discover the problem, but you have to understand that the Roman Catholic Church has a great many different kinds of celebrations and sacraments which we don't believe in. They have a communion wafer which they give to people, and that's like eating a dead body of the person that they're putting in the ground.
The communion wafer, the Roman Catholic Mass during a funeral, is the people are eating the communion wafer to celebrate the body of Jesus, right?
No, not at a funeral. When the people take communion at a Roman Catholic funeral, it's to take a bite out of the person that they're burying. And so you're eating the flesh, literally, of the person that's going in the ground. And we don't believe that, and we don't practice that. And so, because my son's body was taken to a Roman Catholic funeral home and was then at a Roman Catholic Mass, my son could very well not go to, my nephew could not have gone to heaven, which dispensed us generally.
Well, it sounds like it's something that still bothers you.
Yes, it does very much. Because in our view, that's cannibalism, what goes on in the Catholic Mass. We don't believe that, and I didn't want my nephew's body to be.
I'm very, very sorry, ma'am.
I didn't want my nephew exposed to cannibalism like that.
So you view that because they give out communion wafers in a Catholic Mass, it's cannibalism?
I think that it is an insult to God that they would take a wafer and they would give it to people and say, "You're eating the body of me."
I recognize that this was a very tragic and traumatic thing.
They were going to eat my baby, my nephew, just eat my nephew.
Not literally eat your nephew, ma'am. I mean, it's a sacrament that goes back thousands of years in the Catholic Mass when they give out the communion wafer.
But it is fancy, professional, dentist. They're going to eat my nephew.
Well, if they were going to eat your nephew, it was only symbolic. That's all. They're not really going to eat your nephew.
Well, it brings back some bad memories, and I don't know to this day whether he's going on to the Lord or not.
Well, you really think that because he had a Catholic funeral instead of a Methodist funeral, that maybe he went to hell or something?
I don't know what happened to him, but he should have had a proper burial. And then, to make matters worse, they wanted to bury him with a bunch of Jews. They brought him over to a Jewish funeral.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with... I mean, so they almost buried him in a Jewish cemetery?
Yes, they did. My baby, he never had a chance. My nephew could have been a Christian. But he might have been in a Jewish. He went to the bowels of the Roman Catholic Church.
All right. I got to tell you something. I mean, I didn't mean to say what I said. I mean, if you really believe that, I think you really need to kind of back off a little bit, because I don't think just because you're a Methodist and your son was buried in a Roman Catholic funeral doesn't mean that he's going to go to hell, okay? I think that it...
But that's not what we believe. Yeah, they have a Methodist burial. And then they're going to eat my nephew.
They didn't eat your nephew. That's the communion is not eating... If you could hold on for just a minute, ma'am.
All right.
1-800-520-1KFI, 213-310-818-5201-KFI. Can somebody explain how that works? If you have the wrong funeral, you're not going to rot in hell so this lady won't flip, and that they weren't eating his nephew, her nephew? 1-800-520-1KFI, 213-310-818-5201-KFI. It's Phil Henry Show.
Those Christian bastards ate my nephew.
They didn't eat your nephew. Let's just take a break here. This is kind of interesting. A guy, it's sad, too. There's a guy who is filing a lawsuit. The wrong body showed up at his wife's funeral, to be perfectly blunt about it. And but they got his wife's body to the funeral in time, but this man is a devout Catholic and feels that because his wife wasn't there for the initial blessing at the funeral, his wife's body was not there, that she might not, you know, go to heaven. I got a lady on the line here. You're not a Roman Catholic, ma'am?
No, we are Methodist. We're the AME Church in South Central.
And your nephew, the same thing happened to your nephew. His body, however, was delivered to a Roman Catholic funeral. You believe in what, a Methodist funeral?
Well, no, we believe in a Christian funeral. In a Christian funeral and not the Roman Catholic funeral, which we believe is a tilted organization beholden to a dictator in Rome, and we don't believe that. And also their Holy Communion when they eat my family.
I know it's very emotional for you, but they're not eating your son. You understand? It's the Roman Catholic Communion is the body and blood of Christ.
No. They said they passed around crackers in my nephew. Crackers.
They passed crackers around?
That's what they did.
All right, let's go to Mobile on the 91 on KFI AM 640. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi. I'm very sorry about your son or your nephew, ma'am.
Is your nephew, ma'am?
It was my nephew, yes.
Okay. I think what you have to understand is we can't get into a theological discussion about it, but that your son will go to heaven or hell depending on the life.
He was my nephew.
Excuse me. Your nephew will go to heaven or hell depending on the life he led here on earth. It has nothing to do with the farewell.
And are you Methodist?
No, I'm Catholic.
Well, the Catholics believe that you won't go to heaven unless you have a Catholic funeral.
You know, I really find that hard to believe. I know a lot of good Methodist people, and I'm not calling you saying that this is a falsehood.
Why do you Catholics eat the body? Why did you turn my nephew into a saltine cracker? They ate him up.
Well, you know, I think you have to look at this as loving and forgiving God, and I think that it really depends on the kind of life your son led and not the farewell.
That's what I'm eating, the body of my son.
I'm sorry, then you're
next. You need to turn your radio down, ma'am.
Okay. Elizabeth, turn my radio down.
Which is what we told her to do.
Sorry.
Yes, go ahead.
Anyway, I think what you have to do if your nephew, I think your nephew, if he led a good life here, you just got to remember this to do with the life he led, not on what happened at the very end of his life, even when he wasn't alive anymore, to make any decisions about it.
Burning in hell today with all of those Catholics, and they put him in a Jewish cemetery.
So they put him in a Jewish cemetery, so what?
Yeah, you know what? When you start to make judgments about the kind of people your son is being buried with, you got to wonder what kind of life your nephew.
Can't mix no black folks and Jews together. They'll never do that.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, that never worked before. It ain't going to work afterlife either, I'll tell you that.
Well, it's got to start somewhere.
He's got a Yamaha on his casket.
Begin to get into this discussion.
It's not a Yamaha. It's called a Yarmulke.
Well, what's the woman laughing at? She thinks I'm a joke?
No, it's not that. What I'm laughing at, what I think is very sad, is that this kind of discussion with people who...
Let me ask the lady a question on the car phone. This gentleman here in Santa Ana is going to sue because he believes that his wife's body not being there for the first blessing at the Roman Catholic funeral might affect her in her afterlife.
That's right. That's what will happen.
Like I said, what do you think? That the life he led here on earth.
Are you Catholic?
I am Catholic. I'm a practicing Catholic. I'm a spiritual person. I believe in a loving and forgiving God, and I don't think that God is going to say,
that woman is down in hell, and she's burning away in hell because the funeral home screwed up and sent her in the wrong place.
You know what? We'll have to wait till the end to find that out, but I seriously doubt it.
You're a Catholic, so you're the kind of people that take a bite out of my nephew.
Oh, well, you know what?
We're telling you, it ain't that. It's not.
Well, the man said, take her back. You said you was a Jew a minute ago.
No, she didn't.
Excuse me?
Did you say you were Jewish a minute ago?
No, I'm Roman Catholic.
Well, you said you was a Jew.
But, you know, it doesn't matter what I am. It doesn't matter what you are. It doesn't matter where your son is.
Are you black or white? Are you black or white?
It doesn't matter, does it? It wouldn't matter to me if you're black or white. It matters the life that your son led here on earth.
Is you Hindu?
Excuse me?
Would it matter if you was a Hindu?
Wouldn't matter. It doesn't matter. We can have a discussion about this. It's the kind of life your nephew led here on earth. It matters.
Do you go to communion?
Do I go to communion?
Yeah.
Yes, I go to communion.
Well, you said it didn't matter.
Oh, all right. Well, I don't really want to take this conversation.
It's getting a little theological, like you said, yeah. I was just trying to say to the lady here that you don't have to worry. I don't think your nephew is going to hell because he didn't have a Methodist funeral, all right? And I think that's what the other caller is trying to say, even though her car phone she's gone. And so are you. We're talking about this guy in Santa Ana, this poor gentleman. His wife's body was delivered to the church late during the funeral. He's afraid because her body missed the blessing of the priest initially that it's going to affect her afterlife. The hereafter may sound goofy, may sound extreme, may sound nutty. The guy's suing based upon this. I've got a lady on the line here in Los Angeles who the same thing happened to her nephew. She's a Methodist. His body was delivered to a Roman Catholic funeral. And you fear that his body... Do you fear your nephew is in hell?
I feel that my nephew is not with the Lord, no.
Not with the Lord. In other words, in hell.
I don't know. I feel he's not with the Lord, no. And because they ate part of his body like a limbo.
You fear that Roman Catholic communion is they ate your nephew's body?
Yes, sir.
Even though I told you that that's not what that's about.
That's my understanding that they ate him.
All right, we have on the line in Van Nuys here a Roman Catholic priest on KFI M640. Hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. Listen, ma'am, first of all, I offer my condolences to you on the loss of your nephew.
Are you a priest?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to let you clarify something for you, okay?
Yeah.
So this is just, you've been misinformed about the Catholic Church.
Why do you eat people?
Well, if you just hang on, I will explain to you what our belief is, and then you can draw your own conclusion.
But you eat people?
Let me explain what our teaching is, and you draw your own conclusion.
Let the Father explain, okay?
Okay, first of all, we believe that when you receive communion, we receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
It has nothing to do with the person there.
Oh, my God.
Well, hold on, man.
No, man.
I mean,
I'm just calling to let you know what our belief is.
You eat flesh and blood.
If you want to look at it that way, that's fine.
Oh, my God.
This is our belief. And you draw your own conclusion.
I want
to
vomit.
Ma'am, you got to let the Father explain.
Why would I want to hear him talk about eating
people? Well, because
you've
been misinformed. All I'm trying to do is give you the proper information, and you do with it what you will.
This is like Hellraiser, like Clive.
Okay, first of all, okay, you're upset because you've been misinformed about what happened to your nephew in our ritual.
You eat the butt, you eat the whole damn thing, though.
Excuse me?
Don't you eat it?
We eat the host, yes.
The host.
But he said he eats the whole body of the man.
That's not what I said.
You said you eat the blood and the flesh.
Of whom?
Of the man.
No, of Jesus Christ.
Oh, God. Oh, that is a blasphemy.
Well, if you choose to believe that, all I'm trying to do is inform
you
about our belief because you've been misinformed.
Do you eat up on the booty, too?
Excuse me?
Do you eat up on the booty, too?
I'm not even going to answer that.
I don't understand. What's that mean?
What is this man talking about eating the Lord Jesus?
Let him finish.
Okay.
Let him just say what he has to say.
From the scriptures, ma'am, where Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and said, take this and eat it. This is my body.
Oh, God.
And then he took the cup of wine and he said, take and drink. This is my blood. And again he says, unless you eat my body and drink my blood, you have no life within you.
Oh, my God. This is Good Friday. This is the day that our Lord went to the cross for our sins.
Exactly.
And you're talking about eating up on Jesus. You eating all his...
You know, ma'am, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure this call is authentic.
Well, I'm
just calling
you
to inform you what we believe.
You're grubbing on Jesus, ain't you?
If
what?
You choose to believe it.
You're grubbing all over on Jesus.
If that's what you choose to believe.
And my nephew, what about him?
Okay, ma'am, as again.
Macking on Jesus.
Okay, you said you're worried about your nephew not being in heaven because he did not receive a Methodist burial, right?
Yes, that's correct. A Christian burial.
Okay, now, I understand what you're saying. Okay, but let me explain something to you. Suppose now your nephew's body was never found. Does that mean that he's not in heaven because he did not receive a Christian burial?
Do you cook the body or do you eat it raw?
Suppose your nephew's body had never been found. And he did not receive a Methodist service. Does that mean he's not in heaven?
That's correct, yes.
Wow.
You think because his body isn't found?
That is correct, yes.
I don't believe that. I believe suffered and died so that all who believed in him would enter into heaven, regardless of where the body was.
I know he's not in heaven because...
I'm sorry for you.
I can feel him in my presence every night.
Well, I am sorry for you because I believe that if he believes in Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior, that he truly is in heaven.
He comes in and he says to me, they ate me, Mama.
Have you talked to your minister about this?
Have you talked to your pastor?
Yes, I did.
What was his response to you?
He said to pray to the Lord that the Lord will forgive me for what I've done.
What did you do?
He said there must have been something that I did for them to eat my boy.
I don't believe he would have said that to you because I happen to know a few Methodist ministers and they know better than that. They would never say that.
He told me that them Catholics macked on my boy.
Macked on your boy.
I don't believe that. I'm sorry.
Them Catholics macked on your boy, huh?
You want to laugh at me?
Phil, can I ask you a question?
You don't you laugh at me?
Yeah. Let me ask you a question here, please.
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Is this car authentic?
Yes, it's authentic.
Okay.
Like some kind of Negro smorgasbord over there.
Well, I'll tell you. Listen.
Okay, now, as far as that other man is concerned.
Yes, sir.
Some kind of a Negro smorgasbord.
Yes, yeah. Sir. The other minister?
Yes. No, the other man who said his wife was brought late to the church.
Right, yeah.
Okay. I think what needs to take into account is what is the intent of the mass. And that's what's important.
Okay.
The intent of the blessing of that was for his wife.
He's like a brother buster.
Oh, my gosh. I'm in the phone
line. Listen, Father, I thank you for taking the time.
Okay.
I really do.
Ma'am, you have a good Easter.
Well, you pay for your sins.
Well, I'll leave that up to God.
That's true. Thanks,
okay.
Father. All right.
All right.
That was a Roman Catholic priest.
They're macking on my boy like a brother buffet. Oh, you can eat me. Oh.
What was it? What's it called, man?
All you can eat, Negro.
I understand.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah. 1-800-521-KFI, 213-310-8, 1-800-521-KFI. Here's Ventura on KFI M640. Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Great.
I think you kind of blew your cover. What is with, what's up with this woman? And you're choking.
What?
Are you choked up?
We're just enjoying our lives over here. How are things in Ventura? Well, don't answer that. I know I lived there for a year.
It's not all bad.
Yeah.
It's not all bad.
Well, if you're working in L.A., it ain't all that bad.
Yeah, I work in L.A., so.
There you go. That's a hell of a commute.
So now, the only thing...
Well, they had a brother, but my nephew should never have been treated like that. You know what I mean? Cooking him up, serving him out. They eat the whole damn thing.
Now, yeah. The only thing chewing on your nephew are the maggots. He's 6 feet deep.
Yeah. And see, you can't get so hungry.
If you believe in God, his soul is in heaven. And if you truly believe, no matter what creed you are, no matter what religion.
They made a stew of my boy.
No, they didn't.
They made a stew.
Nobody made a stew of your boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's in a casket.
He's in the ground. He's okay. He doesn't even care. You know, we worry about this stuff. Dead people, what do they know?
Exactly.
They know more than we do.
Exactly. I mean, your son got married. You know? If he was buried in a Jewish cemetery, hey, more power to him. He's with other people.
Thank God this ain't New Orleans. They would have served him up Cajun style.
He would have been blackened.
Now I got a
right.
question to her authenticity, too.
You know,
I got to agree with that. I got to agree with the priest
been,
here.
Hold on, because I got something funnier to say. It would have...
If you're deep in depression, why are you making jokes?
Well, I'm saying,
if it hurts you so bad, why are you making jokes?
You know what they did to my nephew?
What did they do to your nephew?
They made him into a Negro pot pie.
Well, I think that when we're talking about ceremony as opposed to
Swanson's Negro pot pie.
Well, I think what you're talking about.
She's making jokes about her own nephew. I mean, she was crying about half an hour ago.
He's my son, you son of a bitch, not my nephew.
Now he's your son.
Now he's your son. Which one is
Which
it?
One is, yeah, exactly.
He's both, actually.
What do you
But I think the point is you can't get too hung up on ceremony. Yes, ceremony is primarily for the living, it is not for the dead.
Exactly.
That's where we get the whole screw, screw loose there.
They made him into a sushi roll at the wake. They made him into a California Negro roll.
That's rough. Oh, well, thank you for calling, sir. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
California Negro roll. God.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Glendora on KFI AM 640. Hello.
Hi there.
How are you tonight?
Fine.
Great.
Fine. I'm just wondering, is she a
Kentucky Fried Negro?
Pardon me?
All right, I got it.
No, baby.
Yes.
Are you sure it's your nephew or is it one of those grandkids you were taking care of that you pushed out the window?
Yeah, remember that?
Overlooking a park?
No, that was when I was taking care of my grandchildren.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
I sure did.
You hung them upside down over the bathtub?
You know what they did to my nephew? They dried him out and served black jerky.
What?
Well, now, you see, here's the whole thing, like we were trying to say. Are you a Christian man? I mean, are you into...
Me?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So what do you got to do? Do you feel you got to have a funeral?
God knows what's right. This is a crack up. This is a...
Well, no, but really, this guy in Santa Ana, he's afraid that his wife is, like, rotting in some limbo state.
Oh, he's got a problem.
Well, let's put it this way. If you desecrate a body, if you do something to a dead person that is just beyond the pale,
uh-huh.
That person is not going to go to hell. It's more what happens to the living people.
So you're saying that it's more on the living than the dead?
Yeah, that's the whole reason for funerals. It's not for the dead people. It's for living people. So we can get drunk and party and go to Irish wakes
right.
And feel better about the fact that somebody croaked.
As Christians, I know we're supposed to celebrate their death.
Right.
I'm just pointing
She said you're supposed to salivate at their death.
You celebrate their death because they went home to Christ.
Yeah.
They went home to God.
Pizza kitchen black boy.
All right, listen, nothing. Thank you very much. Great to talk with you. Got a lady on the line really talking about whether a Roman Catholic funeral that was given for a lady had its desired effect because her body was the wrong body came to the wrong body came to the mass and the husband suing, frankly, because his wife's body missed the blessing. It sounds goofy. It's a true story. I don't know what to tell you about this. And this lady here feels that you have to have a proper Christian burial. Can I tell you a story, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay, my father died 10 years ago, this October, as a matter of fact, and we had him cremated, okay?
Oh, my God, no.
Yeah, that's right.
Was that a Christian burial you gave your father?
No, we didn't give my dad a Christian burial. As a matter of fact, we gave him a Masonic burial. He was a Mason.
Oh, my God almighty, that's not right.
Well, whether it's right or wrong, that's what happened, okay? So anyway, we had him cremated. And it was about 2 days between the cremation and the actual service, and...
Did you had your father barbecued like that?
No, we didn't have my dad barbecued, okay? They stuck him in. I don't know how they do it. They gave me a box with his ashes in it. It was 2 days before the actual service, so I had to drive around with my old man's ashes in the back of my blazer. And I remember I had a golf date that week, and I went in to get my clubs, and there was my dad in the box. And I just went, how are you doing, Dad? And I... got the clubs. He was right next to a spare tire.
Well, you didn't eat your daddy, did you?
No, I didn't eat him. He was cremated, okay? The point being that sometimes, even in the most depressing of moments, when we are bereaved, you know, and we're sad for the death of a loved one, there are absurd things that happen that you can't plan on, and you just... you know.
Did you spread your papa's ashes over your fruit trees?
Did we spread my dad's ashes over fruit trees? Yeah.
Then if you did, then you ate your father. If you weren't going to eat him, why'd you cook him?
I didn't cook him. We had him cremated, okay?
Well, what the hell is the difference? As a matter of fact, I cremated a steak tonight, and I had...
Anyway, the point is, in life, you're going to have these situations arise, okay? And you can't avoid them. They just happen. So don't flip. Don't wig. Keep it tight. Keep your wig on tight, all right? Here's Bray on KFIM 640. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. I have a question. Ma'am, are you aware that it's not the nephew or whoever that's being eaten?
It's what they told me, that they had communion of the flesh and blood.
Right. Right. It's not even symbolic of your nephew being eaten or your son being eaten. It's symbolic of the flesh of Jesus.
Oh, and my Jesus God, that himself, is blood, that's blasphemy.
At the Last Supper, Jesus himself.
That's blasphemous to eat Jesus.
At the Last Supper, Jesus himself
how old are you? How old are you?
You want the truth?
Yes.
I'm 14.
This is Good Friday, you bastard, you lying sack.
What?
All right, go ahead.
All right. And
Jesus woke up feeling a little cross today.
Do you want me to read directly from the Bible to tell you?
Jesus woke up feeling a little cross. You know how old that is. Go ahead.
Yeah, all right. You know, somebody ought to burn you and eat you. What do you think of that?
Just read what you got, man. So they ate him and that was it?
Is it? Well, what and he do? Specifically said, in remembrance of him.
Mm, uh-huh.
And is this a serious call,
no,
though? Because
I won't take a nip
you were
your
making jokes before.
You young kid, you're probably good meat.
Well, so in other words, this guy's saying was what the priest said. It's symbolic of Jesus' body.
So it's not even that you were eating your nephew.
Do you believe you eat the body of Jesus, yes or no?
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, I didn't ever.
So you treat Jesus like a box lunch, don't you? Go ahead, say it. You treat Jesus like a box damn lunch.
No.
You don't treat Jesus like a box lunch.
Yes, they do.
This isn't cannibalism.
Bull crap. They treat Jesus like he's a blue plate special. You think Jesus is a snack well? like beans and franks, huh?
Kentucky Fried Lord,
you know,
whatever.
Jesus is just like beans and franks and a snack well to you, ain't he?
It's symbolic of what the guy...
You. And who is this, your nephew, your son, grandson, your...
Just call it the McDonald's quarter Jesus.
Look, what the guy said is true. It's in the Bible there. That's what Jesus said, right?
Right, and... I had more to say, but I'm kind of appalled by the stuff you're saying right now.
Holy Jesus King today. I'm going to get me a quarter pound Christ.
Oh...
God,
I'm blasphemous.
So I'll pull up to the window.
You're saying that I'm blasphemous.
Let me get a big Jesus Mac and a side of fried.
And I want to ask you something.
Oh, God, it's Good Friday. It's over.
Ma'am?
I want to get a Whopper with Jesus on the side.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blasphemous. Filet of Jesus.
Well, listen, thank you. God bless. KFI Los Angeles, more stimulating talk radio.